This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid homage to former President of Mauritius, Sir Anirudh Jagannath, and former Prime Minister of Mauritius, Sir Sivusagar Ramgulam, at Sir Sivusagar Ramgulam Botanic Garden in Pamplemousses today. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi recalled the enduring legacies of the two leaders in the progress of Mauritius and their role in building a robust foundation for India-Mauritius ties. Mr. Modi held a bilateral meeting with President Dharam Gokul this afternoon. Prime Minister Modi reached Mauritius this morning on a two-day visit to the island nation. Now we go over live to our correspondent, Vikalp Shukla, who is covering the Prime Minister's Mauritius visit. Vikalp, what are the important engagements lined up during Prime Minister Modi's two-day state visit to Mauritius, and what are the major agreements likely to be signed between the two countries?
Anuja, I would like to tell you that on the first day of his visit to Mauritius, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today went to the Sir Sivusagar Ramgulam Botanical Garden and paid tribute to first Prime Minister of Mauritius, Sir Sivusagar Ramgulam, and also former President and Prime Minister of Mauritius, Sir Anirudh Jagannath. Mr. Modi also planted a sapling in this complex. Over the next 2 days, Prime Minister will take part in various programs. He will hold talks with the Mauritian leadership, address a community program, and participate as the chief guest at Mauritius' 57th National Day celebrations. Today, Shri Modi met President of Mauritius, Dharambir Gokul. The Prime Minister will address a community event in Mauritius today evening. After this, Prime Minister Mr. Modi will meet Prime Minister of Mauritius, Dr. Naveen Chand Ramgulam. On the second day of his Mauritius visit tomorrow on 12th of March, the Prime Minister will attend the Mauritius National Day celebrations as the chief guest. Several pacts in areas of maritime security, capacity building and trade are likely to be signed during the trip.
Thank you, Vikalp, for that update. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the Central University of Punjab is the confluence of various cultures, not only from India but abroad as well. Addressing the 10th convocation of the university in Bhatinda today, the president said such institutions are the representative institutions of the lively and rich culture of our country. The president hoped that the university will continue to present effective examples of India's diversity, unity and excellence. The union government will open day care cancer centres in every district of the country within the next 3 years. Replying to a supplementary in the Rajya Sabha today, Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda said 200 day care cancer centres will be opened in 2025-26. Citing a recent report, Mr. Nadda said, with the implementation of Ayushman Bharat PM Jan Arogya Yojana, treatment of cancer patients starts within 30 days from the screening. He said the government is working to provide affordable and quality health care under the National Health Mission.
नेशनल हेल्थ मिशन के तहत हेल्थ को हम अफोर्डेबल एक्सेसिबल और उसके साथ साथ इक्विटेबल बनाने के लिए हम क्वालिटी हेल्थ केयर देने का प्रयास एनएचएम के माध्यम से कर रहे हैं और उसमें हम बहुत तरीके की सपोर्ट कर रहे हैं टेक्निकल सपोर्ट भी कर रहे हैं मैन पावर सपोर्ट भी कर रहे हैं फाइनेंशियल सपोर्ट भी कर रहे हैं
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Northeast students will not need to leave their region for work and they will get employment opportunities there. Mr. Shah said this while addressing the students from the Northeast at Youth Parliament organized by Students' Experience in Interstate Living in New Delhi today. The government has extended duty-free import of urad dal for another year until 31st of March next year. In a notification, Directorate General of Foreign Trade said the free import policy of urad stands extended up to 31st of March 2026. In the WPL cricket, Mumbai Indians will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Mumbai this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The Sports Ministry has lifted the suspension on the Wrestling Federation of India, WFI, ending months of uncertainty surrounding the sport. The decision will pave the way for resumption of activities, including selection trials for the upcoming Asian Championship in Amman, Jordan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.